The Life of Riley by the Lightning Seeds on Radio City Talk. Love that one. And it always makes me think of Tranmere because they play it still when they have their half-time scores read out at Prenton Park. And that brings me nicely on to our next subject because forget about Liverpool being in the Champions League. Over on the Wirral, Tranmere are in the playoff semi-finals tomorrow. Now, they take on Ebbsfleet at Prenton Park and they are 90 minutes away from Wembley. And hopefully 180 minutes away from a return to the Football League. So let's catch up with Rovers legend Dave Higgins to look ahead to this one. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hi, Matt. How are things? Okay.
Very good, thanks. Great to have you on. And what a season it's been for Tranmere. After a really poor start, they've turned it round. They've finished second again. And as I say, two games from the Football League.
Who knows what could have happened, Matt, if we would have got it off to a good start in September, you know. But, you know, right up to the last game, two or three, we've followed them, loads of home wins, lots of goals, a little dip in form near to the end, but, you know, we're second, another great season.
Let's talk about the goals, because James Norwood and Andy Cook have got 50 between them, and they have scored in pretty much every game, at least one of them, since Christmas. It's remarkable.
Absolutely, and you know what, they play off each other. QT's a big lad, holds the ball up well. Norwood never leaves it alone as a centre-half, always around you, niggling at your ankles. He's had some cracking finishes, as Cutie has, with that 35-yarder the other home game when I was there. It was fantastic. But that many goals, you would have thought that would get you promoted automatically.
There just haven't maybe been that many goals from elsewhere on the pitch. But you played with the likes of John Aldridge, Ian Muir, Chris Malkin during your time at Prenton Park. Yeah. Players who regularly hit 20 goals a season. How much pressure does it take off the rest of the team when you have got someone like Andy Cook, who, by the way, has won the Golden Boot for the National League this season?
Oh, brilliant. Congratulations to him. Well, what it makes is, well, when you're tight in defence and it's a very tight game, what happens is you've got Aldridge, you've got Muir, Steele, Matt. You know, if they get two chances, they're going to get one out of it, you know. And that's the difference between holding on for games and having a lethal goal scorer that can make a difference.
Why do you think they've been hitting the back of the net so much more now compared to the start of the season? Because as things stand, Tranmere have scored in 26 competitive league games in a row, which is just a club record, full stop. But at the start of the season, they only scored in 4 of 12.
Yeah, I think what that was that A, they weren't getting the supply, and B, they have sort of made some of the goals themselves. You know, little 1-2s around the box, 25 yarders, like we said before. So it's been about getting those full-backs forward, getting decent crosses in. And obviously, that wasn't at the start of the season. And then it's come on gradually. And they've been getting chances from all over the pitch.
They really have. And they're just two brilliant players. I haven't seen, certainly, a better strike force in the National League this season.
No. And it's just a pity, like I said, they not get off to a good start. But, you know, they've been finding the net regularly, home and away. And at one plays off the other one's big, the other one's nippy, quick. So, you know, very compatible together, and they know where the net is.
Let's look at the rest of the team news for tomorrow then. And we know there's going to be no Connor Jennings because he's been in hospital this week ill. Thankfully, he's now out of hospital and on the mend, but he won't be available. How big a blow is that to Tranmere?
Do you know what? He's a lovely player with the ball, isn't he? And he can ghost in sometimes because he played forward for Wrexham, as we all know, when we got him, and he was there player of the year. So it's just a pity he's going to chip in with a lot more goals earlier on in the season. But it'll be a big miss. But we've obviously, our squad is strong and we've got players that are being off the bench. And we've got players who can create goals. It's just we needed more goals from midfield to get off that league sooner.
And Adam Buxton was back in training yesterday after a stomach injury. Now, Connor's a very good player, but for me, Buxton's been the player of the season at right back. I think he's extremely solid. He's very good going forward. And they'll really be sweating on getting him fit and available.
He's played very well. He's got forward at good times. He's used the ball well. And, you know, he's created chances and a couple of special free kicks, obviously, he scored.
Absolutely. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Tranmere legend Dave Higgins ahead of their game tomorrow in the playoffs. Now, you know what these situations and scenarios are all about, Dave. They went through it last year, the majority of the squad. Do you think they'll have grown from that experience of losing at Wembley?
Well, listen, we're not at Wembley yet, but I get your point. Let's get to Wembley first. I mean, they played a hard game on Wednesday night. They've gone to extra time. They've got to travel a long way for the Saturday game. We've rested players. We should be fresh. We've got to get at them. We've got to create chances. But don't let them off the hook. Don't think, feel sorry for them type of thing. Oh, they're only here, we're here for the taking. Let's get at them. Let's get the job done. the least mistakes made, the better for both teams. That's what you don't want. And silly little sendings off that could change the whole sort of game, if you like. We've got to get at them right from the kick-off.
Absolutely. Well, last year, Tranmere beat Aldershot 3-0 in the first leg of their semi-final and then drew at Prenton Park to get to Wembley. This year, it's only a one-legged semi-final at the ground of the higher-placed team, which is Tranmere. How do you think that changes things?
Well, it's just a one-off game. Anyone could beat anyone in a one-off game. You can have a one-off day. You can have a player sent off. You can, if it was a second leg, you'd say, right, we're playing with 11 men this time. You know, things can change drastically. You can get injuries for the second leg. But this is all our players fresh. They're going to be carrying injuries as well. They're going to have tired legs. So it's all there for us. We've got to get at them right from the start. Fresh legs. Don't let them rest at all. The crowd obviously is going to play a big part, and that'll be a special day.
Really, what's Prenton Park like when it's packed and you've got that atmosphere? How much does it help you as a player?
Tremendously, especially when you're coming out on the pitch, you know, the Rockford Files, which everyone's used to now, and then you have the drummer in the cup, you know. And once they're buzzing, it's bouncing. And from the stands, when you see it, it sounds stupid. You go goose pimply. It really reminds you of the special night years ago on a Friday night.
What were those playoff games like to play in for you then?
Well, we played three of them to get to the Premier, and we didn't make any of them. So it just shows you, the experience you have in them, really, if you think about it, doesn't count for nothing. It's just this. They were two-legged, by the way. This is a one-off. It can go anyway. You've got to be up for it. At least mistakes. The manager will have them pumped up for it. The crowd will be behind them. What more could you ask for? And where they finish, we should be beating them all day long. I mean, we beat them 3-0 at home during the year. So, you know, it's all there for us.
It really is. And if you look at the other semi-final, that's going to be Boreham Wood against Sutton, or I should say Sutton against Boreham Wood on Sunday. I mean, those three teams, none of them have ever been in the Football League before, so the pressure is going to be on them as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, Forest Green were the same last year, and they played so well at Wembley, and they've never been so small, the town, and look where they are. It can make you go places, it gives you momentum, which the last two games before this game, we've been beaten, but that's due to resting players. We knew where we were. Let's get back on the trail.
So what makes you confident that they can do it this year compared to 12 months ago then, Dave?
Well, they got to Wembley last year. I certainly think they can do that. On the day, we've had so many injuries last year. We must have had six players out, main players who didn't take part at Wembley neither. We had an off day at Wembley. That can happen at Tranmere. Don't let it happen. The lads should be up for it. Experience will count. We beat them at home, it'll count. Everything's behind us. The crowd's behind us. Get to Wembley and then let's take it from there.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Quick prediction from you then, Dave.
Well, it was 3-0 home leg and it was 0-0 away, so they haven't scored against us yet. And, you know, we are got a good tight defence. We've got lads scoring for fun. If we get an early goal, I'm serious, it could be 4-0.
Yeah, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Just finally, before we let you go, should mention there's a brilliant Tranmere Legends charity game taking place later on this month, which you're involved in as well, and a number of great players from your teams and teams since involved in this.
Oh, do you know what, Mike? It was fantastic last year. We must have raised £5,000 to £6,000. Everyone turned up. I'm looking forward to lads who are turning up this year, like, you know, lads who have played before at the back and who haven't played with before. And I'd be, you know, I looked up to them when I finished playing because they were playing so well, playing in the Premier, you know what I mean? And I'd look forward to playing with them. It should be exciting. If we get a good day and a good crowd, we could raise even more money.
So it's at Camel Laird on the 19th of May. So that's 2 weeks on Saturday. Who are you raising money for again?
It's for the hospice, the local Whittle Hospice, and also the Lenai Foundation, so half and half, and egg. We're having an auction and functions afterwards and bringing stuff, so it should be a great day and a great night.
It really should, Dave. Enjoy it. We'll catch up with you later on as well in the month when hopefully Tranmere have been promoted back to the Football League. But thanks for your time this afternoon.
Anytime, Matt. Thank you.